Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon as we cover a lot of different topics. And this one is a little on the unique side today. We're talking to local area resident Donda King, who's been a long time volunteer with the American Red Cross dealing with disaster situations. Donda, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
I guess back up, do you remember what year you got involved being a Red Cross volunteer for these disaster situations?
I do. Back in the mid-80s, I was able to watch what some of the disaster Red Cross volunteers did in about 1985, is when I became a volunteer.
So 1985, do the math. Obviously you were still in grade school then.
Thank you.
But that's a long time. What motivated you to do this?
It is amazing to help people at a time of need. And I am married to a longtime firefighter in this region. And it's probably his passion that kept us going all this time. And it was just fun to see the benefit that you bring to people at their worst moment.
Now, was he able to help you with some of these as well?
He is also a Red Cross volunteer currently.
And so do you both go out sometimes?
We do. We have been able to go out on several occasions together and hopefully in the future even more.
And I'm guessing maybe farther back it was more often just you?
I had more flexibility to go for a couple weeks at a time. But for the first probably 30 years, I just did the local disaster response, which is like the structure fires. That kept me, you know, in Douglas County. And as we were raising our kids, I had the flexibility at my job to get away for an hour or two at a time. And I just continued to do that until I retired.
And then what did you start doing and where did you start going?
Well, currently I am still primarily Oregon, which is the Cascades region, Oregon and Southwest Washington. But when I am able to deploy, I go out probably just a couple times a year, and it's a lot of East Coast. I've done the tornadoes and the hurricanes, and just recently got home from Hurricane Helene.
Yeah, talk about where were you at? What was that like?
I was on day two of the deployment, and I was sent to Asheville, North Carolina. And there are so many different positions that you can do in the American Red Cross. This one, I was sent out to manage a shelter. And I ended up at a shelter that when I walked in, we had about 260 clients. The shelter itself had no electricity, no Wi-Fi, no potable water, no access to food. And so we were feeding our clients those heater meals that work really well for the first couple days. And about day five, we had power come on and things continued to go uphill from there.
And to be there helping, it seems rather interesting because you don't have the investment of it being, you know, your community and maybe your house and your possessions and all that, but you're still in the midst of a really hard time for people. That's got to be kind of emotionally draining.
It is more rewarding. It is an exhausting work. When you're working in shelters, those are like 12 and 13 hour days minimum. But the Red Cross volunteers in that area typically were already impacted by a disaster. So it's probably good that it is not our neighborhood and not our, you know, our close friends and family. So very rewarding work to help people at their time of need.
What kinds of things were going on in Asheville just with the whole situation there?
Mostly cleaning roads and bringing power back on. It was amazing to see the grocery stores when we first were able to walk into one to have nothing in their freezer sections and nothing in their dairy sections. And you realize that many days without power, everything's spoiled. And so it took us a few days to get community partners coming in with food and the cooking kitchens and get that all set up. But it happens in a disaster. We have amazing partners that work with the American Red Cross, and things got up and running, and the community itself slowly starts to rebuild.
Now, talk about some of the other places you've been.
I've been back to Hurricane Sandy, back on the Jersey coastline. I have been to Mississippi when they had the tornado at Rolling Fork. And I've done wildfires along the California coast area and a lot in Oregon.
What kind of training do you get from the Red Cross? Because they don't just send anybody out there who's got a couple weeks off. A lot goes into this. I mean, do you have like a certification or something?
Yes, it is. The Red Cross supports all of their volunteers, and the training is free. Most of it is done online. We do have some virtual classes because there's skills that we want to teach people. So depending on the activity that you want to do dictates how many classes it may take. And I think what I really liked about getting involved with the Red Cross was there were so many different activities you could do. And so I went from a desk job that I did my entire, you know, career until I retired. The Red Cross put me boots on the ground, dead run, working directly with people. So that was kind of amazing. So some of the activities that I do when I deploy in disaster services is sheltering, and we have a big need for sheltering just here in Oregon. But once you're in sheltering, from there you can work with feeding, or there you can work with distribution of supplies, or you can work with personnel. There are just an amazing number of things. Some of the other activities that I have gone out on is client casework, where we work directly with people affected by a disaster to get them into the system. We interview them and get them into the system so that we can start more in-depth resources coming their way. And I've had the ability, there is an emergency response vehicle. You may see it driving around communities where we actually feed people out our window. So we are going through the devastated communities and feeding people. That has been a really enjoyable deployment I was on. And then I have also done damage assessment, where we drive through neighborhoods and we rate the homes disaster level so that when they come in for service, there's not a delay in determining if they really needed assistance or not.
There's so many complexities to dealing with these situations because you have so much to do, and it sounds like a lot of systems have been set up to be as efficient as possible.
What's wonderful is every volunteer across the United States is trained the same way. So when we come together in mass, we've all had the same training. So that makes things flow very well for us.
Now, when you started doing this back in 85, not how many years, yeah, well, you won't talk about that part, how many years that was, did you expect to still be doing it now?
You know, I don't think I really thought about it. It's just something that I really enjoyed, and the Red Cross gave me the flexibility to step up my game when I wanted to, when I had more time to give, and it allowed me to take a step back when I was raising our girls. And it allowed me to do different activities that I had never had an opportunity to do before. And throughout it all, they are supporting me. So as a volunteer, I could either accept or deny anything that they asked of me. And they were always so gracious about supporting anything that they wanted me to do.
All right. More with Donna King when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming up at 1. We've got Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show with the Commissioner of Dirt at 4 o'clock. And State Senator David Brock Smith will join us tomorrow for Inside Douglas County. We're talking to Donda King, who's been a volunteer with the American Red Cross, dealing with disaster situations for a long time. What was your regular day job back in the day?
I grew up with Gerritsen Building Supply and became a third generation owner with my partners.
Ah, and so you had a lot going on there as well.
I had a lot going on, but I had an amazing staff that understood my love for what I was doing. And if I had to run out for a couple hours, they had my back.
Wow. So you've talked about some of the places you went. You're probably, if you're monitoring the news, especially now at this stage of your life, do you see a situation and wonder, am I going to get a call?
The decision to get a call is all on me. We have a website that we keep our volunteer information in. And if I think I'm going to be available, I put myself as available. And that pops up when they're looking for somebody with the qualifications that I may have. If they're looking for them, they'll call me. If I'm not signed in as available, they pass right over me.
So essentially, it's on your end. If you see, maybe you chart out a period of time, but if you're watching the news tonight or hearing something on the radio and you realize, hey, they're going to need people for that and I could go do that, then you just essentially log in.
Exactly right.
Wow, this is getting high tech, but it was probably not like that when you started.
No, it was a phone call.
And so it really came from them at that point, right?
Yes and no. We have monthly and weekly meetings where we're touching bases with the leaders of the Red Cross throughout the region. So they have a good idea of who's in each area.
And let's see, what's the farthest? Have you gone out of the U.S.?
No, my farthest is Hawaii.
And what were you in Hawaii for?
It was the volcano, and I went to manage a shelter, and it was probably the most interesting one because when I walked into the shelter, I'm used to seeing large areas and we put out cots for everybody and they're in nice rows and stuff. This one had tents inside and chickens and dogs and pigs and goats. And it was very unique.
And which island were you on?
Maui.
Okay. Well, having been there a couple times, I can tell you the chickens in particular seem to be everywhere. So,
and some of them are well taken care of.
And some of them you're not so sure. That was kind of a unique experience, I imagine, because you're dealing with an island. I mean, that just adds to the complexity of things.
It's certainly the delay in getting supplies into the island. And like most places that we go, we're partnering with local government and all of their traditions. And we want to make sure that we're respecting everything that they have going in their area, no matter what area we're in.
And that's one of those things that comes up for different organizations and in how to respond is that are you really offering assistance or are you just rolling in with your system to just sort of overwhelm and you know, sometimes annoy possibly folks that work differently?
Great question. So as you're aware, the American Red Cross is not a government agency. So we typically will respond at the request of an emergency manager or a county, that sort of thing. And we can't do what we do without the partnerships of other organizations. So there are people that, you know, bring in supplies and people that bring in kitchens and organizations that will bring in trucks and trailers of bathrooms and showers and laundry machines. So it takes a village to support a recovery, and we are one piece of that.
And are you normally there? You mentioned a couple of weeks. Is that kind of the normal amount of time?
On a national deployment, we are asking for a 2-week commitment.
And why not longer?
Because we're exhausted at the end of 2 weeks.
So at that point, if there's still needs, they're pulling in new people then?
We rotate them constantly. Just in the Cascades region, we have sent since September to Hurricane Milton and Helene, about 117 local volunteers have gone out. And currently, we still have 30 of them there. Some of them have done 2 deployments already. And so we'll be there for a while longer, and we'll just rotate the deployments of people who are able to go.
Wow. So having done this for so many years, what do you say to somebody who's maybe got a schedule that would allow this kind of activity periodically about why they should consider doing it?
It is an Well, first of all, there are so many different opportunities. Although I am in the disaster branch, the Red Cross also has, you know, the blood services and the service to military and health and safety. So, but just in disaster, you can work directly with our clients. You can work behind the scenes. You can work in supplies or transportation. You can work with staffing. There are so many things that may interest you. And if you're not even sure how to do it, all the training is free. All the support on a deployment is free. They get you to the deployment. They make sure you've got a place to stay. You're eating meals typically with the clients, and they've got some amazing food that we serve at the shelter. The Baptist Kitchen and the Salvation Army does amazing jobs. So we're supported quite well, and then they bring us home. And so they're just really asking of your time.
Have you ever felt kind of nervous about being in these situations? Because sometimes you have one disaster, but you're in the midst of that, and then weather conditions or whatever may shift.
I am nervous every single time I go. And that's okay. That probably keeps me on my game. But I also know that the Red Cross won't put me in a situation that is not safe. They've had us hunker down many times and have closed down our shelter and our transportation if any conditions come up.
So what are some, you know, as you talk to these people that are dealing with these just crazy life-changing situations, and you've done it for a long time, do you ever develop any relationships with them that you still have?
My relationships are with the Red Cross volunteers that I meet on deployment, and many of them I am still in communication with today.
And how long do you plan to keep doing this?
Yep, I'm going to keep going.
So not
there's no expiration date on this, as long as I'm having a good time. So in addition to disaster, because I talk about a lot of opportunities, I'm also a disaster instructor for our region. And so I've had a lot of fun training new disaster responders across our state.
So is there, I imagine there's always a need for more of those.
We are constantly in need of volunteers. And particularly just here in Douglas County, we would love to see more volunteers to help with the single structure fires. Or when we have need for a shelter, we need to set up shelters right away. So that's a constant need. And then if you fall in love with it like I did, and as years go by and you might retire and have that flexibility to go out for a couple weeks, it's amazing.
And some of these places, even though you see them at maybe their worst in some ways, have you ever gone back to a location years later just on your own?
I have driven through areas on my own because we want to see it recovering. I think that's probably why. Probably the area that we go back to the most is the Talon and Phoenix area south of Medford, because it was so devastated during the 2020 fires. And we like to go back and just watch the growth. We know it's going to come back.
So what were you doing during Archie Creek then?
Archie Creek fire started after the Holiday Farm fire up in Lane County. And so I had been immediately dispatched to Lane County, where I managed 900 clients in 8 motels. So I was not in Roseburg during the Archie Creek, which was going on at the same time.
Right, but up north it started just enough earlier.
Yep, and I have got to blame that on my husband. He was the Red Cross senior lead in our area that when the fire came through to the Lane County, he immediately dispatched me out. So when it hit Douglas County, he had to take the lead on that.
Wow, so, I mean, between the two of you, you've got a lot of stories there.
Yeah, we do.
So if people want to find out more about this, getting involved with the Red Cross as a disaster volunteer, how do they do that?
The best way to do that is you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can go to redcross.org on the internet. There is an information sheet there, and you can just tell them what your interest is. And then we have staffing volunteers who can reach out and have a conversation with you and find out what you're interested in, and let you know all the different opportunities that we have, and then they can start you on the right path.
Donda King, longtime Red Cross volunteer. Thanks for coming in.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.